How can you tell when you're projecting doubt and when someone's really trustable? And that's a moment-by-moment kind of thing. So it's very true that he may be totally trustable, and now he's not, and now he is, and now he's not, and now he is, and he is, and he is, and he's not, and he is, and he is, and he's not. And actually, by giving him that feedback moment by moment, you can help him become more trustable, because he's not aware of that, what he's doing, any more than you are. So that's how you find out how much is your stuff and how much is not, by just being as sensitive as possible, allowing yourself to express how you feel, not necessarily verbally, like you don't have to say, you could in an exercise fashion say, you know, I'm 5, 6, 10, 10, 6, 5, 3, you know, that. Or you could just show him through the pleasure of your face what it feels like being with him. And so when he becomes untrustable and you go, he'll go, now you'll feel him present. You go, and he'll go, and you go. So you just allow yourself to express through your face, through your body, how you're actually feeling moment by moment, instantaneously, without thinking about it. Just instantaneously show him the pleasure of his presence or the hurt of his distance. Now, how you choose a man, like as a, not as a date, I mean, a date, you could just do that, but like, say you're trying to decide if he's your boyfriend or something. You bring him to your like 4 or 5 closest lady friends and you ask them to feel how trustable he is. And if they all say he's, you know, like 8 or above, then go for him even if you don't want to. And if they all say he's 5, don't go for him even though you do want to. And that's really the best way to choose a partner. And it's
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.